Deputy Eugene Boone was watching President Kennedy's motorcade pass Main Street on November 22, 1963. Just moments after the president's car traveled down the street, he heard gunshots. He was one of the first officers in the streets of Dealey Plaza and soon was running up the grassy knoll in search of an assassin. His story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher, and like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
12:30 p.m., November 22, 1963. Deputy Eugene Boone was standing just yards from Dealey Plaza when he heard three gunshots from around the corner. He immediately ran toward Houston Street, where he saw people on the ground and President Kennedy's motorcade speeding away.
I ran across that grassy area between Main and Elm Street, across Elm Street, up what's been referred to as the grassy knoll. A motorcycle officer was in front of me. I helped him over the bridge and the fence came together back there, and he pulled me over.
Some bystanders believe the shots came from that area. Boone ran into the rail freight yard behind the fence.
There was somebody working in one of the Pullman cars back there at the time. He came down the side of the car where he had been working, and when he did, I carried a .45 automatic as my weapon. He came abreast of the landing, and he was looking right down the barrel of my .45 automatic.
Boone thought he had perhaps cornered the assassin.
We both were scared, and it didn't take long to determine that he was a railroad employee working on one of the cars back there.
He began to question others in the area.
I also talked to a man by the name of Bauer who was in the control tower there and asking him if he had seen anything or heard anything or seen anything, and he referred no, he didn't. I understand now that he's changed his mind over the years and he did see something.
The search was just beginning. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.